Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area, or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. We would love to hear from you. Our phone number is 434-845-8796. Remember, we are the church where the shout has not gone out. On today's program, we have the praise team singing, How Great Thou Art, and then part 4 of Pastor Duck's message.
Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to Thee. You know, he does deserve our praise. We're living in a world that does not acknowledge him, does not even know him, and has rejected him. But I'm glad that we can come into his presence with thanksgiving and enter into his courts with praise. And oh, we know that our God is real, our God is alive, and our God is still doing great and mighty and miraculous things. But let me ask you a personal question. We're going to go back and sing a chorus of this one more time. Just how real is God to you? Is he a pastime or sometime or just somebody you call on when you get in a jam? Or is he a part of your life every day? Do you walk with him and talk with him and you know him personally within the confines of your soul and your heart? Oh, how great he is. And folks, let me tell you what, even when we don't declare it, his birds still sing to his praise. The world, even though it ignores him, it does not remove the fact he is still a great and mighty God. Oh, may we today be drawn to the fact of the magnitude of his greatness, and may he become our focus, and may we worship him in spirit and in truth and declare through our living today, my God, how great thou art in my life. To God be the glory. Amen. Let's sing a chorus one more time. Now lift up your voices in praise to the King.
Then sings my soul.
Fire came. But then the prophet of God got up, and the Bible says he did something that is very important. He repaired the altar. He rebuilt the altar. And let me tell you what, when he rebuilt the altar and he prayed a 63 word prayer, the fire from heaven fell and devoured the sacrifice, and God was honored. And let me tell you something, God was blessed and God brought deliverance to his people. Amen. The Bible says Elijah repaired the altar and the fire fell. We need the fire to fall, friend. We need the fire to fall on the altars of our heart. We need the fires to fall in our homes, in our churches. We need a coming back to the power and the presence of a mighty God. Amen. Amen. Praise God. And there were other repairs of the breach. Nineveh was one. He went to Artaxerxes, and the walls had been destroyed and the gates were off of their hinges. And he went to Artaxerxes, who was the king. And Artaxerxes gave him the privilege and gave him the permission to go rebuild the walls of Jerusalem and rehang the gates. He did it in a record 52 days. And friend, let me tell you what. He spreaded mortar with one hand and he fought off Sanballat and Tobiah and the other enemies with the sword. But he rebuilt the walls and he rehung the gates, and God blessed his people. I'm telling you, note something. Miracles, before there's going to be a miracle, there's got to be a repair. People come into churches every Sunday and thinking, man, I'm just going to go to the altar and pray some prayer and say some words to God and just say, God, you got to bless me and you got to give me a miracle. Let me just today stick a pin in your balloon. It's not going to happen. It's going to happen when you bring your heart before God and get right and surrender your all unto him. It's time the church return today to the altars of God. And let me just show you here quickly. And I know time's flying by. But just bear with me, because this is a message that needs to be heard. One, today, return to the altar with your family. Friend, too many families today, they only visit each other by Facebook and not in the home. So many times people communicate with each other in the confines of their own home by using a stupid cell phone or a computer. Bless God, shut it down and open your mouth and talk. Get off of the internet and get on God's word and get to communicating with your family and learn who you're living with. Amen. Get your family back on the altar. Start praying over your children. Start seeking God's guidance for your family. I don't care if the world says the family is fractured. It's not God's plan. Return to the altar of God with your church. Today the church is not a social club and it's not an entertainment center.
It's disgusting. Did you read your bulletin this morning? And don't raise your hand. And I'm not going to embarrass you because you haven't read it. But I tell you what I want you to do. There's a little piece in there in the inside on the left-hand column. And you'll see my mugshot or my name or something there beside it. Before you pillow your head tonight, I want you to get alone and read that. Because it is going to revolutionize your life in what those words say if you'll receive it. See, we've got to understand what the church is. The church is the blood-bought church that God paid for through His Son, Jesus Christ. The church is a Christ-honoring church today. The church is a spiritual hospital for the hurting. And the church is a place that is full of life and spiritual power. This is not the place you come today to sleep and to catch up on your rest. This is the place where you come to experience this great God who can do great and mighty things in your life. And then return to the altar of God with your repentance. Repentance involves a total change of your life. Repentance begins when Jesus starts changing you from the inside out. And folks, the church needs a tidal wave of God's repentance. I was flipping through and I never heard Billy Sunday preach because he was before my time. But I've read some of his material and he was a fireball for Jesus. Well, last night I actually found a clip of him. And you know, this is the very words that he said. He said, the church needs a tidal wave of repentance. Let me tell you what, I said, glory to God and hallelujah. Man, you are so right. We need a repentance today. Where people have backslidden on God, it's time to come back to Him. There's only one cure for repentance today. And today, even when we're in spiritual malady and it starts to take and draws us and we're apart from God, I'm glad that backsliding begins today when we are rationalizing our behavior before God and we're putting the world and the flesh and the devil and ourselves before everything that is holy and righteous and sanctified by the power of God. Your sins and your sinful choices are robbing you and draining you today and even killing you spiritually and destroying your life. The only means of recovery, glory. The only cure, it's called repentance. Why are you so quiet? I'm telling you, God's making a call today and He's drawing a line in the sand and He, as the old saying goes, I spent 12 years on active duty military. I don't know how many times I heard, we're going to separate the men from the boys. The sheep from the goats. And let me tell you right now, God's drawn a line in the sand. And He's saying, I want to see who's real and who's not. I want to see who's really got the power and the fire of the Holy Ghost on them. I want to see who really has a heart for me, who really wants to serve me. Amen. Folks, let me tell you, a cry of repentance from your sin-scarred soul can take you from being backslidden back to coming back to God and restoring fellowship and restoring the blessings that God has. See, you can't change what you won't confront. And if you don't confront your sins and your shame and your things in life, let me tell you, God can't do anything about it until you confront it and come back to Him. You know, folks, I think about the people back in Joshua's days, we find the Israelites had taken possession of the promised land. God had blessed them mightily. The people were doing things their way, though, rather than doing God's way. And therefore, they were controlled by their possessions and not controlled by the power of God. Three tribes were rebelling against Joshua. These are the people of God. And in the midst of the rebellion, the people had built an altar. But unfortunately, the altar they had built was an altar of convenience. Let me tell you something emphatically. God is not a God of convenience. You don't show up at His house when you don't have nothing else to do. You need to start putting Him first. Forsaking not the assembling of yourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. Amen. It's God who chooses the place, and it's God who chooses the time. Amen. God never told His people to build an altar that was easy for their convenience, the shortcut way, the easy way. It's never your way and your time. It's God's way and God's time.
Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, Ministry of the Assembly Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.